You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
And welcome in another week, MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Adam McAlvey. Adam, the Brewers now on the search for a new general manager, but help us understand exactly what has happened or what is going down with Doug Melvin.
Well, look, Doug Melvin says, number one, this is something he's been thinking about for a while and talking to Mark Attanasio, the Brewers owner, for quite a while, over a year. And they were very clear that this is Doug's decision. Doug went to Mark and said, in the interest of the future of this organization, it's time. At some point we have to do a transition, and that time felt right. Doug Melvin turned 63 years old on Saturday. He's been a GM of the Rangers and Brewers for almost 20 years. And, you know, this job has changed a lot in those 20 years. He felt time for somebody, you know, they talked about this new young wave of general managers. Maybe it's time for the Brewers to join that wave. And I think that's what the type of candidate they'll look at as they move forward. There's not a timetable for this. Doug Melvin will continue to run the baseball department while Attanasio and his team lead a search. And they'd like to have something done by the winter meetings. If the process doesn't happen that quickly, well, then it doesn't happen that quickly, and Doug will continue to run this thing for as long as it takes to find the right person. As Mark Attanasio said, they don't want to do this halfway and get back to being 500. They want to do this the right way and get back to the playoffs. It was mentioned that the Brewers have a young manager in Craig Counsell, and it was suggested that anybody who interviews this job should not bring up any other names. In other words, Counsell is going to stay. I think that means they'd like a younger general manager. Counsell is in his low 40s. A GM, again, is part of this new wave of baseball, all these teams hiring young guys. Mark Attanasio values stability highly, and a young GM would fit that, someone who could team with Craig Counsell for a decade or more. That's kind of the idea. There's also, as many other teams, a focus on analytics. It's not an end-all, be-all, and the Brewers have been involved in analytics to some degree. But I think if this is a young person with a focus on analytics, I think that's somebody the Brewers would be interested in.
Well, Adam, a lot of home games lately for the Brewers. Then it's a short little trip to Chicago, which almost doesn't count as a road trip, then back home again. You know, they talk about the dog days of August. You couldn't have written this up any better, at least from a scheduling standpoint.
Well, they'll pay the price in September. I mean, going into the year when there was hope of this club being a contender, September was definitely circled on that schedule because they're on the road a ton. I believe it's 2 3-city road trips in the month of September. And August is going to be the calm before that storm. You know, the season hasn't worked out the way they wanted to. And unfortunately, they're playing all these home games in front of what was the Cubs earlier, so there were tons of Cubs fans. And now the Cardinals were just in Miller Park. And there were a couple of games where it looked like, you know, a Badgers football game at Camp Randall with how much red was out there. That's not exactly the way the Brewers drew this thing up when they looked at the schedule coming in.
You know what kind of amazes me talking about this season, though? Because I was looking at this earlier today. We've said plenty about what a difficult start it was. The 5-17 April, May wasn't a whole lot better. But you know what? They haven't had a losing month since May. I mean, June they were 500. July a game better than 500. So far in August, it's right around 500. But it's just sort of remarkable to me, given how bad things were earlier. And also, by the way, just how impactful that first month can be. We love to say, oh, there's plenty of season left. You think yourself a big enough hole, I mean, you're stuck with it all year.
Well, I mean, it's maybe indicative of the fact they had more talent on the roster than the record in April showed. You know, and that's what everyone was saying at the time, and it's probably borne out to be true. But they haven't, on the flip side, had enough talent to put together a winning streak that it would take to get back in. They made that little run early in July, and some players started to talk about being sort of on the fringes of the wild card. You know, that was probably a bit of wishful thinking when you start looking at the map. And now we'll see where this team goes, because now you're looking at basically a third of the starting rotation or the starting lineup gone. With Aramis Ramirez traded to Pittsburgh, with Gomez going to the Astros, and Gerardo Parra, who had been the hottest hitter, to Baltimore. You know, you're missing three of your main guys. And the results early through Saturday, they had played in their first 17 games since the Ramirez trade. They've been shut out five times. And that's going to be the danger here, is can they just score enough runs with the offense that they're putting out there now in order to compete? And, you know, August and September could be quite challenging for this club.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it's going to be challenging. Like you point out, you've taken those three out of the lineup. My goodness. Kyle Loesch bumped out of the rotation. You know, that should tell you plenty. But speaking of that move, what does that tell us? what is going on with him, and where is that headed?
Well, they went as long as they could, hoping for Kyle Loesch to show something like he'd shown in the last 4 years. Dave, I've said this to you before. It's amazing to me to watch what's happened to him this year, because from 2011 to 14, four full seasons, he's one of the steadier guys in the league. You know, he wasn't a top. He wasn't an ace. But, I mean, he was as steady as they are. His ERA was 3.54 below every year, 30 starts every year. And this season was just a complete nightmare from the start. He was never able to get it going. And in the wake of those trades, it just didn't make any sense for the Brewers to keep putting him out there every 5 days. So they move him to the bullpen. They put Tyler Cravey, a 26-year-old, into that spot. He's one of the guys who will, you know, at least compete for a job in that rotation next season. And that's where they're going to spend the final 7 weeks looking at, or, you know, instances where they can do things like that to sort of change the focus to the future. I think with Kyle Loesch, what happens with him, they'd love to trade him. And, I mean, again, Dave, I've said this to you, I think, if I'm a team and you don't have to give up anything to get him, I'd like Kyle Loesch as a change of scenery guy. Now, that's easy for me to say because I'm not the one who has to, you know, put him out there in games with a 6.3 ERA in games that matter, and you're hoping for something different than what he's shown all season. But I thought a team might take a shot, and I still think a team could take a shot. As you get later into August, obviously the salary commitment goes down every day from here on out. And, you know, we'll see if he can help someone. For now, he's in their bullpen. No move imminent, I was told, in terms of a release, which, you know, by the way, is a possibility as well. We've seen the Brewers do that in the past with Jeff Suppan and Randy Wolf at the end of long contracts. But for now, you know, he's made one multi-inning relief appearance, and Craig Counsell is a believer in the value of those two-inning stints and what it does for your bullpen in the days that follow. So they think that Kyle Loesch can still provide a little value for this team. We'll see, though, whether he finishes out the year in a Brewers uniform.
Yeah, that'll be one of the interesting stories to follow in these last couple of months. What about the other, you know, the other opportunities that are now open? I mean, you got that's the upside of these sell-offs is now you can get some of the young talent up, get a look at them in legitimate situations, at least for the next couple of weeks. Once it gets to September, sometimes I find that's a little hard to evaluate. But what are we looking at right now?
Well, you know, a couple of spots stand out. Third base is one, and since Aramis Ramirez got traded, it's been Hernan Perez. I believe he's 23 years old. The Brewers picked him up on waivers from the Tigers. He's gotten a look. You know, does he hit enough to be an everyday third baseman? I don't know. But he's going to get some more weeks now to show what he can do at that position. Then you trade Carlos Gomez and Gerardo Parr, and all of a sudden you've got no center fielder on the team. And it's been Shane Peterson, kind of an interesting player that bounced to the Cubs and then the Brewers on waivers over the winter. Didn't make the opening day roster, and is a converted first baseman who finds himself playing and starting in center field in the big league. Good bat, good professional at bat. He was good off the bench. Maybe a fourth outfielder in the long term, but, you know, look, this is opportunity time, and he's getting the opportunity. 10 starts now in center field. If you look, he's got the best batting average of any rookie in baseball. We're not talking about a huge sample, but, you know, it's up over 100 plate appearances at least. And again, it's the professionalism of the at-bats that's impressed the Brewers a little bit. And I think he's a guy who's going to be another one. You talk about what's worth watching here over the final weeks, that's going to be one of them. You know, and speaking of September, because you're right, September gets – I'm already sort of grimacing about the thought of these games where 12 pitchers come in from the bullpen every night. I've heard from a couple of different people that they think that we're getting closer to the time – when that gets addressed in baseball, because the new emphasis this year on pace of game doesn't jibe with unlimited rosters in September and what that does to the length of these ball games. And Doug Melvin has long floated the idea of you expand the rosters to whatever you want, up to 40, But each day you designate a number, whatever that number is of active players. You know, maybe it's 27 active players every day versus 25. And you get, you avoid the games where the whole, you know, where you're using 32 players in a game. And that might help speed things up. I think that's something we're going to hear about more as we get beyond the season, GM meetings, winter meetings, and those types of things.
Well, I hope you're right. And I can think of some other tweaks that I would add to that, which would be, you know, if you wanted somebody to play in the postseason as an example, so you're a team in contention, that said player would have to be active for at least X number of games to be eligible for the postseason, so you don't get total abuse of those 40 guys and this kind of taxi squad. But that is a major issue, yes, for time of game, but it also, I mean, it gets so difficult to really get anything substantive out of any game in terms of really evaluating players,
yeah,
that it really just gets to be a really pedantic exercise in baseball at the end, and I just, it just doesn't suit anyone, I don't think.
The best is it's the only sport in which when the games become the most important, the rules change. You know, and what other sport does that down the stretch in the regular season? So I think that the pace of game movement is kind of the maybe the little nudge we needed to solve this issue because, yeah, some of these games are rough to watch.
Yeah, and when you're not on a contender or with a contender, every single one can be tough to watch in September. But, hey, for the time being, you've got the Cubs starting on Tuesday night. That's always a lot of fun, I know, and it's like, you know, looking at my watch and the calendar, it's August. It's like the perfect day to go play a little tennis, get ready for that big series, and then you know, we'll break it all down again next week.
I think that sounds like a great plan, and that's exactly what I'm going to do, Dave.
How did I know? All right, Adam, have a great one, man. That is Adam McKelvey, MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.